Welcome to episode 236 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Find us online at dailybrainwave.com and contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Today we kick off our look at the powerful Songhai Empire by first looking at the land. In order to really understand a people, we need to first take a look at the environment those people lived in. An environment shapes how people interact, what food they eat, and even how culture and religion develop. To know the Songhai, we absolutely have to know the Sahara Desert they called home. The mysterious allure of deserts has toyed with the imaginations of humans for eons. Check out episode 22 of the Daily Brainwave for an example. The Sahara is the largest sand desert in the world. In Arabic, the word Sahara literally means desert. It formed as climate change struck the globe 18,000 years ago. Ice caps covered southern Africa, sheets of frozen water over a mile thick. As our planet's temperature dropped and condensation evaporated from the lakes and rivers that once filled the Sahara region, condensation which would have previously fallen and replenished the water supply as rain, landed instead on the glaciers and only added to the mass of ice. The parched land yearned for water which wouldn't come. And so the greenery faded and decayed, exposing the area to winds that swept away the remnants of forests and deposited in its place dust and sand. The dunes grew, migrating south and expanding the desert by hundreds of miles, cutting off rivers and lakes from each other and only increasing the stagnation. Even today, the desert is on the move. Sandstorms continue to claim territory in their iron grip, bringing new lands into this empire of the unforgiving sun. For centuries, the lifeblood of the peoples of the Sahara has been the Niger River. This miraculous sliver of water, running from the Sahara to the Atlantic Ocean, acted not only as a source of hydration for people and their crops and their livestock, but as their information superhighway. The Niger was the breath of life for a number of great African civilizations, which hit their zenith with the Songhai. At the height of the Songhai Empire, the river was as busy as any interstate, with boats taking their loads of gold, iron, copper, or the even more precious salt, to market or harbors on the ocean. It was on these shores that an empire arose. But first, they needed to find religion, or maybe a lack of it. Thanks for tuning in to episode 236 of the Daily Brainwave. Email the show with comments and suggestions at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Check out our website, dailybrainwave.com, where you can find sources and links for further reading about today's topic, and make sure you tune in tomorrow as we check out how a brilliant leader learned how to use a people's beliefs against them.